CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. First on that list is W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Travelers Rest. Next is Mel, K4XMR, from Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4BFI, and Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next on the list is Bob, KI4LJG, from Greensboro. Next, we'd like to welcome Joel, N4JRB, for Warner Robins. Next on the list is Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, from Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH, from Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, from Malden. Then we'd like to welcome KX4YM, that's Scott, out of Greenville. Next on the list tonight is K4OIM, that's Mr. Walton Hinman. Then we'd like to welcome Kurt, KO4RMM, from Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Concludes our pre-net check-ins. So with that, now we have no Echolink stations, so do we have any new amateur radio operators? Do any amateur radio operators, please call KO4HKX. And if you're nervous about it, just throw your call out, and I will take care of the rest of it. KO4HKX. You heard? We will move on along, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
KX. Hey Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. But if Ken, KA2AXQ, checks in, I'd like a informal with him, please.
The call sign you want to check informal with, please, sir?
A2AXQ, Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec.
2AXQ, Ken, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Thank you, sir. Call's right here. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4. DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and to make the home in Piedmont, Rick, thank you for stopping by tonight, too. Appreciate that. Next, we'd like you to BYQ from Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SWAPNet, KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and to make the home in Easley. And thank you for checking in with us tonight. And with that, we've got an Echo Link station. We're going to pause the RF, and we're going to go over here and see if we can get our Echo Link station. Echo Link station only. Echo Link station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in KO4VPI. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Papa, Ia, Josh, and Taylors. Be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Josh, KO4VPI, over in Taylor's. And Josh, sounding good on Echo Link tonight. Appreciate you coming by, stopping in, and checking in with me. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me that I remember anyway. But if not, I'm sorry about that. And with that, we'll move on back to our RF. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got them in the first pass there for now. And we'll move up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 Easy in Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I'll be negative name tonight, Patrick. Thanks for being here.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, looks like you might have that group to yourself here tonight. But always a pleasure to hear your call sign come out of there. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Moving right along, we'll move on up to India Through Lima, India Through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James of Ponies Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, and send 53s for each one of you.
4HKX. Patrick, thank you for being here for us tonight. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
We'll welcome this group in. First on there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, good to hear you. Sounding good as usual. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I'll be back around to you as soon as we get done with the check-ins here. And thank you for coming by, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time, India Through Lima, India Through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We'll move along to Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, I'm always in the middle. Negative and negative.
KO4HKX, this is W4NTQ. Eddie Simpsonville of BA Router, entire radio call on.
All right, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, our resident elder, W4NTQ. And he's down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB, Danny in Greenville. Would you please sign me in? I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, down there in Greenville. And Danny, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening, you, Patrick. No, all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4HKX. Governor Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful weekend. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLZ, down there in Liberty. And Chris, thanks for stopping by. Good to hear you on the radio tonight. And with that, we're going to pause right here and catch our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no rat you.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, sounding good on EchoLink tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And I hope you and the missus had a wonderful weekend. With that, we'll go back over to RF section and try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard Grable. No traffic, no route.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move up to Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hello to you and Miss Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be here tonight for you.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight, and I'll be back around to you right after Larry. So, be a minute, but I do appreciate you coming in and checking in here. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got all of that group for the first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Well, maybe I missed something tonight. I didn't know something was going on, but we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
XKX. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Mount Western Greenville County, be negative and negative, 73, you're on the net.
4HKX, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert and Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, Matt, I always get your call wrong for some reason, now I'm looking at it. WG4MC, Mr. Matt is our Thursday night net controller. Matt, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. And sorry for messing your call up. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down in Piedmont. Robert, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and please call KO4HKX.
04HKX. And all the net, this is KK4JBQ. Patrick, I'd like to defer to Shane tonight. He's quite often mobile and might have more difficulty as the night grows longer and he gets further away. That's okay with you. KK4JBQ.
Perfectly fine with it. It's all up to you. I'm just here to bring us all together. So with that, we'll move on up to Shane, N4ZLK, and please call KO4HKX.
HKX, N4ZLK. I don't know what to say now, Larry. I'm sitting at home at the desk. So I'm not mobile tonight. I really, really appreciate it. You're more than welcome to go if you'd like.
Started. I want to hear it. KK4JBQ.
Thank you, Larry. Boy, the pressure's on now, Patrick. I don't know if I can entertain as well as Larry does, but I will see what I can do. So, let's see. Well, first of all, I'll start with how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. A little busy, but it was a good weekend. Had a birthday party for my wife's little, I guess it'd be her cousin, three-year-old. We went down and visited with them for a little while and hung out there. And then that was pretty much it for Saturday. But Friday was a little hectic. I was on the road all day long, it seemed like, running errands and delivering tool carts, and then had to come back up here and go move my father-in-law's furniture. He had some windows put in his house, so we had to go move all the furniture back away from, back into where it went, now that all the windows are in, so just a little bit busy this weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Seems like the larger the family, the more we seem to be helping move and other stuff like that, but I'm glad you were there for them. Is this the Friday that you also had a damaged piece of equipment that the competition brought in for you?
Last Friday I went to try to pick it up, and this Friday is the where replacement come in, and I went and delivered it to the customer. And I have to be honest, that's the first time in 9 years that the competition has damaged one for me, which I know is unusual. I hear all the other distributors complaining about it, so I've been fortunate.
I know we damage stuff too. I'm really surprised that as much stuff gets through as it does, it's crowded, and as much stuff goes through the system, it's amazing how much stuff makes it. And I know what's going to happen, but that's good. Well, we had Ada over. Beth picked her up Saturday, and of course I was sleeping till about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then she ended up spending the night, and it was a lot of fun. We took her back home this morning, and then went over and saw the other two granddaughters, and then stopped over at and my son too, of course. I have to say that it was fun to see him, and then we stopped over at Connor and Gabrielle's, and Connor showed me his setup with the station. He's got his 40 meter infed set up. He's going to replace that 40 meter wire, the 60 foot long wire, with 130 foot wire. Maybe we can get him on 75 meters, but looks really good. They're doing a lot with their new house, doing some painting and projects around the house, and everything looks good. We're really, really proud of them.
Like you had a busy weekend too. I was going to ask you if you got to work on the bunk beds, but it don't sound much like you did. I hadn't heard Connor much lately. He's not been on the air.
Somebody's daughter is keeping him busy with projects. No. Yeah, he's had a lot going on at work, I think, and then he's doing a lot of stuff, and there's some painting done, and he built some shelves for his garage, and he built a coffee table today, and I think they even put up in the little dining area, or kitchenette, I guess you would call it, they put up a little wall, or dinette, I guess that's what it would be. Put up some trim in the wall and just made it look like a little cute little space there. So there, he's staying busy.
That somebody's daughter wouldn't be doing that to him, I'm sure. But it's good that he can do that. And I was just curious. Hadn't heard him check in on the net in a little while, and hadn't heard him coming up and down the mountain. So make sure nothing had happened.
I want him to, you know, get into the hobby when he wants to do it. I don't want to always be bugging him about it, because then he may turn him off of it. But he's excited, and his antenna install and the grounding, the way he grounded it with the box and the lightning arresters. I mean, he's doing a first class job and just really blending everything in. It looks like it's part of the house, so I'm really proud of him. But anyway, he'll get there. And yeah, that somebody's daughter is just like her mother. So she learned how to keep her husband busy. She came by it honest. But anyway, I think maybe most wives have that ability to keep their husbands busy.
Probably what keeps us out of trouble most of the time. So that's probably a good thing.
A good thing. We're happy to do it for him. That's why that's part of the deal. We're happy to do it for him. So, but no, I have plans to work on the bunk beds this week. I'm off this week. And speaking of busy, it just seems like things are piling up already. Beth's car, the airbag and seatbelt light came on right after we got back from our last trip to Illinois. I'm thinking it's in the driver's seat somewhere. One of those, I've checked all the connectors. They all look good, so it's under warranty. I think I'll be able to take it and drop it off somewhere. Hopefully they'll get that fixed. But that's a little bit annoying because it's just flashing on the screen there and on the dash, just flashing all the time. You push the clear button and it shows right back up 2 seconds later.
And it's probably the pre-tensioner in the seatbelt buckle. That's the problem, and a lot of times that's what it is. But if it's still under warranty, I would let them take care of it. And I know it's an inconvenience, but that's what they're there for, and that's what you're paying for.
I figured so. It's probably her seat, too. I figured if it was a passenger seat, well, the driver's seat, if it was a passenger seat, then it would probably work because it's got the sensors. If there's only one person in the car, I would think it would be fine, but so I'm assuming it's the driver's seat belt or something. But anyway, and then we have a trip Thursday and Friday. We're going down to Columbus, Georgia, down to another memorial service, and I told you about that one. But anyway, we're going to spend the night. Denise is actually flying down. She's coming down Wednesday, and she'll stay with us for a few days, and we'll drive down together so she can be there for her nephew's memorial service.
Good of you. I'm glad that you're going to be able to do that for her and for the family. I know that's a tough thing they're going through. I could only imagine.
We only have to imagine it. Anyway, but there goes my bunk bed working on this week. I might get a little bit tomorrow. We'll see. But anyway, I'll let you go. It's good to hear you tonight. And I will let you turn it over to Larry. And hopefully I did him proud by going first. I can't wait till I become a net control operator so that I can have Larry check in on my net. I'm looking forward to that one day.
A couple open spots that I know Dave would love to have you help out in, and it's I think there's a Saturday or Friday open where it's not every week, so I know you're working nights, but maybe one day you can make it there to be able to do that.
Hey, I planned on it, try to help out. I think it's a Saturday position that's open, and just not ready to commit to that yet with everything else going on. But one day we'll do it, and Larry will check in with me, and I will definitely be looking forward to that and anybody else. So I will turn it back to you and the net, and thanks for calling it. Say hello to Elise, and I'll talk to you sometime this week, but I'll be around listening anyway. Let's see, KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
We're HKX. Well, Shane, thanks for stopping by, and pleasure talking to you. And if for some reason I don't get to talk to you, y'all have a safe trip down there and back, and take care of yourself and the family there. And with that, we'll try one more time and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling that tonight. Better late than never. And yes, for Shane, all Saturdays except for the first Saturday of the month are open. So whenever he's ready. And please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Just check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
All right, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. That is our net control manager, and he makes his home down in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you. And I was beginning to wonder, not like you to be late checking in, but I do appreciate you coming by, and thank you for everything you do for the net and all the repeaters. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he is down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And we will try one more time, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
All right, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. And with that, we're going to go back to our rag queue here and get Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX and everyone on the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, Patrick, I really enjoyed that. I really did. Shane's one of my favorite voices out there, and it's awfully good to hear that both of you talk about family. Even if it is or might be a memorial service, it's, I don't have any extended family, and it's just a pleasure to hear that kind of banter. I was looking at my log. It's nothing fancy or anything. I just started a couple years ago putting down a few details about the net that I check into and the other contacts I have, and it's proved useful from time to time, and quite an interesting read if you go back. And I was looking at it lately, and I saw that perhaps you started the net a little over a year ago, started calling the net. Do you have that date in mind when you started?
I started December of, 22. When Miss Wendy and her husband Mark decided they wanted to step back for a little while, and I started before the end of the year so he could cover for me if I needed to or I couldn't get it done, and then I officially took it at the first of the year. So yeah, I've been calling the net for about 14, 15 months now.
That was a surprise to me. It seems, and maybe it's because the frequency, or I don't know what it is, but I was pleased, really, that it's been that long. You have really become a sharp net control operator. It's a bit challenging from time to time, especially when the unexpected pops up. But each and every time, you come through like a champ. And all you have to do if you come up against a wall is just say, "Hello, Mr. Wall." and that's the attitude you have. Oh, so there's a wall. We'll just go around that or over that or whatever. And that's a real skill. It's a talent at first, and then it becomes a skill. There are some net controls that keeps us, I think, enraptured is a reasonable word to use. You just sit here and listen and hang on, and it becomes a pleasurable thing to just sit and listen. I understand why a lot of people listen. It's kind of an entertainment in a way. But those of us whose voices are here a lot, we'd like to hear others who don't frequently linger and contribute, you know, some little something about their day. We're all interested. Just wanted everybody out there to know that. Wanted you to know, Patrick, that we appreciate the service that you've rendered to us. Well, I kind of like this little log, something I developed myself. Just the date, the net, the control operator and his call sign, and how many check-ins there were. And I haven't done anything in the way of... I know Matt's still listening, and Matt's an accountant, a very good and sought-after accountant. He puts a lot of time into that. Now, I know what that's like, not because I'm an accountant, mind you, but my wife is. So I know the dedication that it takes. Dedication to numbers is a special talent. Not one that I have. But anyway, every time you had a little trouble with his call sign today, and I thought I'd mention that his call sign, WG4MC, is a wonderful gentleman for Master of Ceremonies. Matt, if you're still out there, what do you think about that? I was just looking at that. I don't think I can recall another WG that's unique. So you don't hear it often, and it's kind of hard to pull out of the brain. Anyway, just wanted to recognize your term of service there to us. It is a service that we all take pleasure in, however we communicate it. And we all appreciate you. KK4 JBQ.
Larry, thanks for the kind words. And I guess the biggest thing is just when problems arise, stay calm, pause, take the time you need to fix it. And I've not run across anybody that gets upset by it because I've made my fair share of mistakes calling the net. And the main thing is just remember, don't stress out over it. We're all human. We're going to make mistakes and fix it. Apologize for it if you have to, just like when Matt called. You know, some people get offended when you mess their calls up, or, you know, and it's easy to do. Some of them get a little tongue-tied. I had a terrible time with my call when I first got it, KO4HKX. It didn't just roll off my tongue for me. I had to put a sticky note on the dash of the truck so that I could remember my own call sign. And but for some reason, that WG4MC gets me the G, just like you were saying. I leave the G out most of the time on his call sign for some reason. Just
short circuits my brain, I guess. Just remember, wonderful gentlemen. I try to think of complimentary things, you see. It's just better to start off the day that way and keep it up if you can. But you know, that reminds me how I learned the phonetic alphabet. And I forget exactly how I came to work it out this way, but I'm driving along, and you quite often have cars ahead of you with license plates on, and thankfully South Carolina has letters as well as numbers. So I'd look at the letter of the license plate in front of me and pronounce it in phonetics. And you know, that worked. Inside of a week, truly, I had the phonetic alphabet down cold. What do you think?
Good way. I never thought about it that way, but I can see that really working for you and having a constant reminder of the phonetics. I've got a little business card with the phonetic alphabet under my radio. It's standing up on its end, and it fits perfect under the radio where I can see it all the time. Because that's the thing about, for me, when you're calling the net, when you're getting flustered, you can stop. I can look and fix it and move on. It takes the stress out of it. But Larry, I'm going to pause here. We've got an EchoLink station come up, so I'm going to pause here and let them check in. I'll be right back to you, Larry. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right. That's maybe he can't check in yet, or it's a new call, so maybe he's trying to figure it out. We'll come back to him in just a minute. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
KK4JBQ with KO4HKX, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I thought of another thing that might be useful for. And I do have some blocks, I suppose. I'll call it a block. CW is difficult for me. Now, considering that we call the periods and the dashes dits and dots. Yeah. So how would it be if, while you're driving along, looking at the license plates in front of you, nothing else to do and nothing else on your mind, but you just call out. See, also, you're alone. Well, I am most of the time. And you can't be embarrassed. It's just you and you. And so you do, da 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 da. And just rather than pronounce the phonetic, it worked for me that way, for phonetics. But maybe it'll work for me with CW. There is a hump to get over. Anybody out there that's struggling with CW, I understand. Maybe not very specifically, because I think it varies between people, but I do understand the challenge that's in front of you. Maybe this will help. Take any opportunity. Another way of approaching this might be, and this will be real world, because quite often in remembering the exchange that you have with someone at the other end of the RF, you're going to use the two-letter abbreviation for state. So take the list of states, or just take a map with the states and go, to your favorite state and then to another state, go to the East Coast and then the West Coast, however. And when you see a state like South Carolina, you do the CW in your head or otherwise. I think that would work. The repetition. You know, this is something that it's vexed me to figure out what I can do repeatedly that might entertain me as well. as well as serve me, you know. So I think, and I'll owe it to this conversation if that works. I'll let you know. Anyhow, so what's up on your side of the pond?
Yeah, I have not even dabbled in CW at all, so I don't even know where to start with that yet. I know Dave has wrote a program to help with that, and I've actually got it. He's given me a copy of it, and I played with it just a little bit, but I haven't had the time to devote to it consistently. And consistent is, to me, the key to it until you learn it, and that way you can get it down. I know Shane, he done it in 4ZLK, and he spent 15-20 minutes a day doing it for however many months it took him. And then he started having short conversations in QSOs with different people, and he seems to be coming along pretty good with it and getting more comfortable with it. So that worked for him, and I've heard other people say the same thing, is that the consistency of just taking a short time a day and don't get burnt out on it will help you learn it.
That's the charm, and I understood this. I have understood this for years, and yet for years I have disappointed myself. I have been lax. You know, you let a day go by because, well, you had other things to do, you know. Perhaps it worked with the phonetics. It worked because you're not doing anything else. What else can you do? Pay attention to the road. Pay attention to the traffic. Pay attention to the traffic lights. You know, be prepared for any emergency. I'm a conscientious driver, I got to say. And my dad taught me that way, and I'm proud to be that way. Look everywhere before you move the automobile, you know. And some people I know, oh gosh, it's a joke. It's a running joke, I know. Older people just get in the car, look straight ahead, and back up. I'll never forget, there was a podcast years ago of two fellows that were in they were mechanics, and they had a running, it was comedy, and I can't remember, Car Talk, that's it, Car Talk. They're no longer on the air, but as they were, it was a stitch for about 45 minutes or something. It was a stitch. And that was one of the things that I have remembered from their show, talking about old people and driving. Well, I'm an older person, and I just don't think it's that funny to make fun of people, and, you know, but this is maybe an exception. I don't know. Anyway, the saga of digitizing my analog music, that's coming along. I got some equipment working that I hadn't touched in years, and I didn't know if it was going to work. The tape recorder that would play back the cassettes, oh, well, that checks out fine. The turntable that would play the vinyl, that works. The amplifier that's between both of those and sound in the room, the amplifier's working great. So I've been lucky so far. A bit challenged because while I haven't forgotten how to connect everything, I am still amazed at how many wires have to go between these. Well, I guess right now there's six boxes stacked on shelving, you know. It's six boxes vertically, and all of them have to be wired up one to the other, and it looks like, you know, a spaghetti accident in the back. I perhaps was more comfortable with that when I was younger, you know. But now I'm challenged. I'll have to admit that. And keeping track of where everything is going and whether, you know, you turn something on and change the input on the amplifier and nothing happens. Well, then you got to track it down, right? And when it comes to that, well, you got a machine that's plugged into power and its light comes on, but you didn't interconnect it with anything else. Maybe maybe I was not certain as to how to do that, or maybe I was still looking for a cable that was appropriate to do that. And, you know, so I stammer around until I figure, oh, we'll go in the back and look and see if it's even connected. Oh, it's fun to be around old people, even if it's myself. KK4JPQ.
KO4HKX with KK4JBQ and a 2-meter net, Blue Ridge net. Larry, I remember those days of having stereos and TVs and tape decks and CD decks and the turntable all hooked up. And you had wires running everywhere, all those RCA leads. Then you had the video input, and then you had component cables, and then they come out with HD cables, and now we're up to wireless, Bluetooth and wireless. So those were the days trying to keep all that stuff sorted out and not make a rat's nest out of it behind there. It's like you needed a wall that had a separate room. You just walked behind everything so you could figure it out. But it was never that way. You always had to pull each one out, and then you had to tear the whole thing apart to find one wire that wouldn't plug in right.
Well, there. Yes, that was the aggravator. Well, what was it that caused you to turn everything off and unplug everything? maintaining it? Oh, yes. This idea of having, if not a separate room, enough space behind the equipment. Ham radio kind of steer this back into what's relevant to most people who might be listening. It's that same way with our control station, you know, our ham shack station. There's a lot of wires that interconnect radios and amps and signal strength meters and, oh my goodness, yes, everything else. And they are a little even more contentious. You know, it's different when you think about plugging in a polarized electrical cable and coax. Coax, it comes in all kinds of flavors, of course. LMR 600 it will not take a bend. I mean, it won't make a corner. Oh, no. I mean, you have to have a large area to make a turn like that. So you got to deal with different characters. It's much like life, you know. Yeah, it sure is. Anyhow, we enjoy it all. And I used to enjoy spinning records and playing tapes and spinning CDs. I used to enjoy that. And, well, now it's reminiscence or reflecting or whatever you want to call it. It's looking back. Yeah. So if you liked something in your youth, in your teenage years, you know, maybe you put an 8-track. They don't do that today, of course, but maybe when we were young, we put an 8-track in the automobile, right? That was our first challenge. And now people, you know, They're looking for old 8-track machines to get to play, and maybe they kept some of it. See, if you keep some of the hardware, you're in for that. And that was my mistake, if that's where I am. It's my mistake that I kept all the records. I don't have any 45s because I never had anything that would play a 45. But the LPs, you know, the long playing things with the pretty, the nicely illustrated jackets, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, and I have found some things that have surprised me in getting this stuff together. It will have to be cataloged, of course. And computers have come along since and make that a lot easier. But I came across records that I didn't even know I had. And it makes me wonder, if somebody gave them to me, I've got a lot of Beatle albums. Now, I kind of like the early Beatles before Sgt. Pepper. And I kind of like their music, but I never bought any, you know. I've got a lot of it. You know, maybe a dozen or more albums. I don't know where they came from. Unless I find a clue. Somebody wrote their name on it or something on the sleeve inside, you know, something like that. I won't know where I came across that. There are mysteries. However you walk through life, you're going to find a mystery or two. Some people like mysteries. Some people live on it. You know, they read mystery novels. Very popular. There's a PBS television show that Donna and I like to watch. The name is Father Brown. He's a parish priest who is quite the detective. And there's a lot of comedy in it, which, of course, keeps us tuned in. And it's a unique situation, you know, he being a priest and all that. So they solve a murder mystery every time, you know. And then there's the Agatha Christie books, you know. Those were murder mysteries. I don't know why that structure of a murder entices and interests so many people, but it does. It really does. I was on the computer looking for a new amateur radio podcast to listen to. I do listen to many of them. And what I kept running into were murder mystery podcasts. Maybe they're reading novels. I really don't know because I didn't download any. You get familiar with and used to, they kind of become a part of the family if you watch them for years, you know, like Gunsmoke. I watched that growing up with my dad. I watched what my dad wanted to watch. You know, all kids do that. But he liked Gunsmoke. He liked The Rifleman. He liked Wagon Train, those kind of things. So, you know, that's what I was watching when I was a kid. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I grew up watching a lot of the same ones. The Rifleman, Bonanza, Wagon Train, several others. And you didn't have many channels to choose from back then, so there wasn't a lot of choices. At least not in this area, anyway. I remember when Fox 21 come on the air and added another channel to it, so we went from two channels to three channels when that happened. So, like I say, you didn't have much choices when you wanted to sit down and watch TV as a family. That's what you had to pick from.
Oh. Yeah, and Dad always had the remote. You know, that was off limits to kids, the remote. And he had one of those. I remember the first remote. It was an RCA television, and it had a remote that when you changed the channel, the remote clicked. It was a big button. I think there were three or four buttons on this thing, and one of them was a channel button. And you would not address it by number or like that. You would just click through, and it's not difficult, you know. If there are three channels there, it's one, two, or three. But he'd click that thing, and you could hear it in the bedroom. Oh, dear. Yeah, that's nice to think about. And I was Dad's horizontal hold. You know, there's a button on the television back then with CRTs, cathode ray tubes. There was a button on the television, or a dial, a little bitty adjustment dial, and we had the television that rolled. The screen rolled from bottom to top, and it kept rolling and rolling, and you would get, you know, anybody would get a little nauseous sitting in front of a television like that. So he'd say, "Larry, go up there and hold that button and keep that picture dialed in, would you please?" And so, now, no kidding, I do think that this contributed a little bit to my poor eyesight. He had me sitting an arm's length away from the television for many years, holding that dial, that adjustment dial, to keep the picture from rolling. He finally got somebody in to fix that thing, but, oh, gracious, what we lived through as kids. Anyway, it's after 10 o'clock, and most people are headed for bed. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Patrick, and I do thank you for calling the net, being very faithful to it. We'll do this again as soon as we can. Let you have the last say. KK4JBQ.